Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to today's broadcast with Evangelist K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Thursday, February the 18th of 2016. I pray that you have a blessed week thus far and that the remainder of your week continues to be blessed as well. Before we continue on with today's broadcast, I would like to invite you to visit me on my website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. On my website, you can listen to previous ministry broadcasts. You can also get books for your entire family, church, and or Christian organization. I do have daily blogs, as well as if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so on the website as well. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. We are on every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. During the week, we're on with news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times, and then on Sunday for just our power. Now, right now, I am doing Blog Talk Radio, so I'm back on Blog Talk Radio. However, this is only allowing me a free 30 minutes. I do pray to be able to get back to the my normal hour and a half that I used to do on Blog Talk Radio. However, as God bless and open those doors, and we'll be back on our full scheduled time. All right, and now we're on with Blog Talk Radio. We're on 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 Central, and that's on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then on Sundays, we're on at 10 a.m. Now, if you would like to call in and listen in to Blog Talk Radio when I'm live, you can do so at 347-426-3031. Again, that's 347-426-3031. It will only allow so many callers. So if you call and you can't get in, it's because the line is booked up. And when I'm able to pay for the extended version, then they'll allow more callers. Also, on Sundays, you can listen in as well via free conference call. I'm not sure if I'll be able to do the free conference call at the same time with the Blog Talk due to my phone system right now, but we'll definitely be on Blog Talk Radio. All right. We have a ton of headlines, but before we continue on, please pray for your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all around the world by ISIS, Hezbollah, and different terrorist organizations. We want to make sure that we keep them lifted up in prayer because a lot of them are going through so many atrocities, and so we want to pray for them daily that God help to sustain them during their time of distress. All right, we got a ton of headlines. 30 minutes isn't that long, so I'm going to get right to it. All righty, let's see here. A lawsuit is pending because public school forced my child to convert to Islam. That's the title of this article. A public high school has been accused of radical Islamic indoctrination by forcing children to profess the Islam, the Muslim statement of faith, ordering them to memorize the five pillars of Islam and teaching that the faith of Muslim is stronger than the average Christian, according to a federal lawsuit filed on Wednesday. Thomas Moore Law Center filed the lawsuit on behalf of John and Melissa Wood. They accused La Plata High School in Maryland of subjecting their teenage daughter to Islamic indoctrination and propaganda. Okay, so, we've talked about this before. If your child is in public school, you need to be sure of what they're learning. Ask your children, has the teacher taught you anything, or is the teacher planning on teaching anything about Islam? And if so, you make sure you find out what it is. And unfortunately, you can't just go according to the books, because in this case, I was listening to TrueNews.com yesterday, and the teachers have one book, and the students have another book. That's the take-home book, but the teachers is using excuse me, they're using additional books to teach Islam, and so they're is basically hiding from the parents, so the parents will have an edition that the general history edition that they're telling their parents, but then the teacher has a whole different book that has extra indoctrination tools that they're using. And so the devil is real slick. So he is trying to distort the minds of the young people by force-feeding them this indoctrination. It's not that they're covering all religions. In this case, it was only, I believe, maybe one. The Christian aspect was very limited, but there was an extended version of the Islamic, and they want them to learn the pillars. They wanted them to basically you're accepting Islam when you're getting this indoctrination. So we need to be very careful of what children are learning. Read your children's homework assignments. Find out what they're learning in school. Talk to the schools and see, do they have anything that's teaching children the five pillars of Islam, and tell your children to let you know. Because in this case, they're telling kids, if you don't learn this, then you're going to get a zero. Well, take the zero and find out and file lawsuits, because that's the only way it's going to stop, is if parents start banding together, filing lawsuits in order to make these schools stop. If you cannot pray in school, if you cannot have the Ten Commandments in school, if you cannot have the Bible in school, then you definitely don't need to be learning about no demonic religion such as Islam, and it is of the devil. Okay, moving on. North Korea plans aggressive cyber attack campaign. South Korea's spy agency has told ruling party officials that North Korea leader Kim Jong-un recently ordered preparations for launching cyber attacks, and the latest signs of high tensions on the Korean Peninsula against the North's recent nuclear tests and missile launch. Okay, again, we've been having a lot of news with regards to Kim Jong-un. So this aggressive cyber attack, let me put it like this. The U.S. Computers have already been hacked. Okay, Russia has hacked U.S. computers. China has hacked U.S. computers. A few weeks ago, I get this letter stating that my information has been compromised. I'm talking about my social security number, addresses, friends, all of that has been compromised. And so they put a security watch on my financial information. So if something happens or somebody open up an account, well, it will immediately alert me, because we have other nations that's been hacking the U.S. federal computer. So if you're in the system with regards to having been in the military, such as myself, or a federal employee, you have to be careful that your information has not been leaked. Now, what China, Russia plans on doing with this information, I have no clue. But North Korea, their plans of cyber attacks is very bothersome, to say the least, because these are no piggies in a blanket. This is some craziness, and Kim Jong-un is very much unstable mentally, okay? This is an insane ruler that North Korea has, so that definitely they need to be on the lookout for is what is he planning on doing with this information, or his cyber attacks and all the missiles and the satellites he's planning on putting in space. Now, you know he hates the United States. He's threatened to bomb the White House, okay? So could he be getting his stuff ready to do whatever? Or EMP attack. That's an electromagnetic pulse attack where the lights are out, okay? Okay, moving on. Too busy for Scalia, but Obama didn't have time for these funerals. Now, Obama is not planning to go to the Supreme Court justice funeral. You might wonder why. Did he have something to do with the murder of this man? I'm just throwing it out there, okay? It seemed like there was a rush to make sure that no autopsy was done. I mean, I'm president, okay? He's at the funeral home. Body's been embalmed. His body fluids have already been dumped down the drain, literally. So this is very suspicious about what took place with this Supreme Court justice. Now you're seeing that Obama's not even going to attend the funeral. You know what he's doing on that day? He is meeting with a thug. He is meeting with one of the Black Lives Matter activists who's running for mayor, who's been arrested 7 times. Yeah, that's what I said, 7 times. So he's meeting with Black Lives Matter thug, pretty much. That's what he's doing. Now, Obama is using Black Lives Matter to his benefit. So he is bypassing the funeral of the Supreme Court justice and meeting with Black Lives Matter thug. Can you say ghetto, okay? I mean, this is the most ghetto president we've ever had. Now, this is what neither him nor Michelle is attending the chief justice, and that's really a disgrace. Now, this lists some of the funerals that Obama did attend. Senator Daniel Inouye, less than 2 months before the 2012 election, both Obamas took out time of their schedule to go to the funeral of Senator Inouye, if I'm pronouncing his name right. Then Hadiya Pendleton, 3 days before his 2013 State of the Union address, President Obama sent Michelle on his behalf for the 15-year-old shooting victim. And so he used this basically to further his agenda as far as gun control. Now, you know he has an agenda when it comes to the gun control, all right? Then he went to Senator Robert Byrd's funeral, who's known to have ties to the KKK, all right? Was he using that as a way, as a part of his race, divide, and conquer plan by going there? Okay, he even gave a speech. So he likes to attend funerals if he gives speeches. Reverend Clementa Pinckney, this was the South Carolina state senator who was killed as part of the 9 people at the Charleston shooting. He delivered the eulogy, although he had never met him. All right, why did he deliver that? That's part of his Snap the Guns campaign. All right, then he attended former Democratic House Speaker Tom Foley, why he actually delivered the speech there, okay? So, then he gave a speech at the newscaster who passed away in 2009. So, basically, Obama, he goes, if he has an agenda, then he'll attend. If it doesn't suit his purpose, then it seems that he doesn't attend, okay? So that's basically your president. But, it's really sad that he would ditch the Supreme Court justice funeral to go meet with these activists, if you want to call them such. I'm just calling them just unruly people who are using this Black Lives Matter as an agenda just to stir up hatred and dissent in this country being funded by a George Soros, all right? But you know what? That's the country, that's the times that we are in. Hezbollah says Turks and Saudis are dragging whole region into war. Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah on Tuesday accused Ankara and Riyadh of dragging an entire region into war and said victory was imminent for his Shiite Lebanese group and his Syrian regime allies. Okay, I'm going to just stop right there. We have all these countries. I'm talking about Russia. I'm talking about China, Iran, Hezbollah, Turkey, France, all these countries, the U.S., NATO, all these countries in Syria. This is lining up for World War III. Okay, it is being formed. It is being, people are taking sides. The countries are taking sides, and they're getting ready for World War III. If you have not made peace with the Lord, if you do not have God in your life, this is no time to be outside of God. This is not fear-mongering, but this is telling you the truth, all right? We are at the porch of World War III, And this is no time to not be in God, all right? Because the Bible lets us know that there were going to be wars and rumors of wars. And we're seeing the wars, the rumors of wars taking place in real time. So, therefore, if you do not have your house in order, please get your house in order, people, because this is no time to be outside of the will of God. Now, just went to Mexico. And he gave a mass in Mexico, and he decides that during that time in Mexico, he's going to call out Donald Trump. Now, what he had planned on doing from reports was he had planned on, okay, we know that Texas and Mexico is there on the border of each other. Okay, he was planning on walking illegally into the United States. However, he was talked out of it, according to reports, all right? What he is saying right now is that we do not need to have a border between the United States and Mexico. He basically is saying to allow every immigrant that wants to come to the United States to let them in. This pope is of the devil, okay? He even goes as far as to say that actually called out Trump. They say basically he doesn't agree with Trump's stance on that we need borders, all right, that we need to keep illegal immigrants out of the United States. First of all, let me say this, because he's a hypocrite. I'm talking about the Pope. You have bodyguards, you got walls around the Vatican, but you're going to tell the United States that we're not supposed to have any walls, but you're walled up at the Vatican? Let some of those Syrian migrants come over to the Vatican. Let them live at the Vatican. Let them take up residence at the Vatican and see if you be talking the same song, singing the same song as he is now. See, he's not going to do that. It's easy to tell everybody else, oh, well, you should let your walls down. Well, why don't you start by example? Why don't you set the example, Pope? Why don't you let the walls of Vatican allow all the migrants from Syria to come over to the Vatican and see how that works for you? Can you say hypocrite? Just like Obama with the take the guns. Most of the people who are the ones that's protesting about guns are the ones that's fully armed themselves. Hypocrites. All right? So this is what's going on with the Pope. He's trying to tell the United States, oh, you don't need borders. Let everybody over. You actually need to take more people. How is that working in Germany, where Merkel has allowed all the refugee thugs over there, and they're raping women, defecating in pools, and doing all kind of nasty stuff over there in Germany? So, and there's one nation, I forget what nation it was, that actually, they actually shipping them out of their country. I don't blame them. Because who wants these people over there? They do not assimilate. They try to change. They're not coming to countries to assimilate into that country. They're coming into the country because they want to create an Islamic caliphate. And this is exactly what Obama's trying to do. You got ISIS on one end, they're killing to the extreme, and you got Obama on the other end. The only difference between Obama and ISIS is that Obama's wearing a suit and they're not. That's the only difference. They're both trying to accomplish the same goal, Islamic caliphate in the United States of America. That's why you're having more of an indoctrination of Islam in your public schools. That's why laws such as H.R. House Resolution 569 is trying to penalize anyone who speaks against Islam, saying it's a hate speech. Yes, please look it up. House Resolution 569. We have talked about this intensively, how dangerous that resolution is to Christians in America when we speak up about the truth and against this Islamic demonic religion, because it is of the devil. We can't afford to back down now. This country is in the worst shape it has ever been in. I'm talking about morally. We have gone off the moral cliff. We have turned our back on God as a nation as a whole. I'm not talking about everybody in the nation. I'm talking about the nation as a whole, because we have the most ungodliest leaders running this country. And I don't care, even if Donald Trump was to win the nomination, will Donald Trump turn this nation back to God? No. No. You can't you can't own casinos. You can't be running beauty pageants, lust, you know, feeding the lust of men and all this in order to turn the country back to God. No, you can't. I don't care if you do say 2 Corinthians, which shows he doesn't read his Bible, 2 Corinthians, okay? We know it's 2 Corinthians, okay? Donald Trump tried to say 2 Corinthians. Now, I'm not saying that he's not saying any good things for us coming out with 911 28-page documents showing that Saudis was behind 911 and our government stood down and allowed Saudi Arabia to bring the towers down, that was an inside job. This is what Donald Trump is talking about coming out with, the 28-page document that has hid the truth from the American people, that it was an inside job allowed to take place so that there could be an excuse to take away our rights and send this country to war. As we know, Saddam did not have any weapons of mass destruction. As we know, Gaddafi was trying to get away from the U.S. dollar, use a gold-backed standard, okay? Anybody who tries to threaten the dollar is killed, okay? The United States has went in and turned Libya upside down. They went in and messed up Saudi Arabia and things that we did not have to contend with when these leaders were in office. You didn't have your ISIS up and running. You didn't have your Hezbollah gone or crazy over in Nigeria. But the United States has gone in these countries, flipped them upside down, and now they're worse than they ever been. The United States has not won a war since, when was the last war that the United States actually won? You definitely can't say Vietnam, because they didn't. So what was the last war that the United States actually won? The only thing the United States is good at is turning countries upside down and then they're funding the groups that become your ISIS. You know, right now they're funding Syrian rebels. This is ISIS. I have played clips out of Hillary Clinton's own mouth that says that they created these terrorist organizations. The very ones that they're actually giving weapons to are the ones you have to wind up fighting later. But have the United States learned their lesson? No, they're still doing it. Why? Because they're funding the Syrian rebels so they can try to oust out Assad. And for what? The United States is no gold cookie, okay? The United States is a wicked nation. And we have become so wicked that, I mean, other nations don't even respect the United States anymore. That's how bad it is. Okay, let's move on. Canada does not allow Beyonce to perform in their country. Okay, after Beyonce just got done with that halftime performance promoting Black Lives Matter and Malcolm X or whatever, then they decided that Canada decided they don't want her ever in their country again. Well, I'm going to say something. Beyonce has turned into basically trash now, okay? She's always half naked. Every time you see her, she can't put on hardly any clothes. Promoting the Black Panthers. See, she was promoting the Black Panthers on the Super Bowl halftime. That was very inappropriate. Really, it was. Okay, we do not need racial division in this country. And then it's like people are trying to stir up race relations to have division with whites against blacks. Why? Because it takes you off of the real issues that's going on in this country. See, if you get enough of this stirred up over here, then they're going to declare martial law. And then by declaring martial law, Obama can suspend the election and say, well, the United States is in such a upheaval that we're going to have to postpone the election, so therefore declare martial law so that there will not be any election. Is this why Obama is meeting with Black Lives Matter activists this week instead of going to the Supreme Court Justice funeral? Is he trying to get things stirred up before the election for fear that maybe Trump may win this election? Is he trying to get things so stirred up over here? See, you got Soros and different ones funding the Black Lives Matter movement. What are their real reasons behind trying to get things stirred up over here? See, it seems like a conspiracy going on. And you have a lot of people, oh, those are conspiracy theorists, and they're saying this and they're saying that. Let me tell you something. What used to be conspiracy is no longer conspiracy. It's actually people following through with their diabolical plans. People need to wake up. China leaves global U.S. debt dump. China dumped billions of America's debt in December. The largest owner of U.S. debt, China sold $18 billion of U.S. Treasury debt in December. And it is not alone. Japan sold even more, $22 billion in the past year. Mexico, Turkey, and Belgium have also lowered their holdings of U.S. debt, all of which have led to a record annual dump by central banks. See, people are getting rid of the U.S. debt. They don't want to hold the U.S. debt. They know that the U.S. money, the U.S. Treasury's money, doesn't amount to anything, okay? Today they call themselves saying, oh, well, the economy's leveling out. That's a level-out lie. The United States is doing nothing but pumping money, what I mean by that, they're printing money. There is nothing back in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar used to be backed by gold, but it's no longer backed by any gold. Okay, so that means that our money is worthless. We have all this debt that the United States will never be able to pay. Just the other day, I heard that they were arresting people arresting people for student loans. Since when are we going to have debt prisons? Really? People that hadn't paid their student loans, they're arresting them now? Why? Because it's now federal debt? Okay, so you're arresting people for student loans, but then the U.S. is in debt themselves, so who's going to arrest the U.S.? I mean, come on now, what is really going on here? Okay, let me see here. We are almost out of time, but I want to just go to something quick in the Bible, and Jesus was talking about interpreting the times that we're living in, and this is out of Luke chapter 12, and verse 34, and it reads, he said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does, and when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it does. Hypocrite, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? Why don't you judge for yourself what is right? As you are going with your adversary to the magistrate, try hard to be reconciled to him on the way, or he may drag you off to the judge, and the judge turns you over to the officer, and the officer throw you in prison. I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. And this is really prophetic for what's going on, what I just mentioned about the student loans. But Jesus was telling the Pharisees, you know how to interpret the signs of the weather, to know when it's going to be hot, to know when it's going to rain. You know how to interpret all that, but you don't know how to interpret the signs of the time that you were present and living in. And it's a lot of people right now that don't know how to interpret the signs of the time. They think, oh, well, you know, we've been talking about Jesus coming back for so long, and Jesus hasn't come back, and do you not know that we're seeing more things happen than we have ever seen before with regards to Bible prophecy? See, a lot of pastors aren't teaching out of the book of Revelation. A lot of pastors aren't teaching out of the book of Daniel. But we're in time. We're in the book of Revelation right now. We're in the book of Daniel right now, prophetic-wise. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, and Jeremiah, I believe that's chapter 53, it talks about the fall of Babylon. And America is Babylon. And America is about to fall. We don't know. We when I say fall, I mean the economy. I'm talking about the things that's taking place. Even as a nation, this nation is falling fast. But we're not to fear. We have hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. All you have to do is accept him as your Savior. Please say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me new. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. We will be back on Friday at 5 o'clock. Let's say, no, I'm sorry, 5:30. 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 Central, for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Until next time, God bless you.